Rum ba ba bum. I want to stick my dick into your bum ba ba bum.
Oh, bum, bum, bum. Hey, that's an exit, not an entrance.
Soundbite!
I get a little bored with Michael Bublé.
You can still study cock, even though you don't like cock.
I got a boner for Bublé.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Music to Swear By. This is the show where I, Neighbor Paul, filling in again for Neighbor Tony.
Lame Tony!
To listen to songs containing profanity.
Fuck yeah!
In the chilly fucking fort tonight, we have neighbor fucking Rhonda, Pink's number 47 fan in the world.
Bullshit, number one, asshole! I've got to be number one for Pink. I love her, motherfucker.
And next to Rhonda, we've got neighbor Dave. What's up, dude?
I imagine you with no clothes. Very nice.
Hey, man, do you know what's the temperature in the fort? How many Bismarcky degrees we got going on?
In the fort, it is Bismarcky 47 degrees.
All right, 47 degrees with the heater going.
It's chilly as a motherfucker.
It's chilly as a motherfucker. All right, so it's the end of 2012. We are not going to do a year-end wrap-up show. And remember how much we charge you for that shit. So shut the fuck up if you don't like it.
It's 10 times better than a Michael Bublé album from Target.
I'm sick of him.
All right.
Matt and Josh Groban. They can both kiss my lily white ass.
Do you guys want to hear a super fucked up song?
Yes.
I'd love to.
Do you?
I'd love it.
Okay, do you guys remember...
Rock on, Neighbor Dave.
Do you guys remember a R&B group called The Crystals?
Vaguely.
I've heard of them, but I was not yet conceived.
You will remember them from Do Run Run Run.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's the Crystals.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
A very, very famous 50s R&B group.
Okay.
They did a fucked up song that nobody knows about.
Really?
This song was produced and the music was choreographed by Phil Spector.
Man.
Oh, he's a fucking pervert. Didn't he kill someone?
Yes, he did.
Motherfucker shot some girl in the head?
Yeah, he's in prison right now.
Him and his afro and his other wigs.
And he is a whack job.
He's a whack job.
What was he, the Beatles' original producer?
But he sold the Beatles, whatever that...
What, to Michael Jackson?
To
Michael Jackson.
And then that fucker killed himself.
Rest in peace, Michael.
Propofol, give me some more, motherfucker. I need to go 99.
Okay, so I'm just going to start this by telling you the name of this song.
Okay.
Okay, this will explain everything.
All right.
The name of this song by The Crystals is He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss.
Whoa.
That is someone who has been abused and is used to it. And his hitting doesn't feel any less painful or disgusting than his kiss.
Okay, so what couple do you think of when you hear that?
Tina Turner.
Ike and Tina Turner.
Absolutely.
Who else? There in 2012, there's a new Ike and Tina Turner. Do you know who it is?
Yes, Rihanna and that brown Chris Brown.
That's it. Ding, 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 ding.
And she went back with him. What a hoe!
Oh,
that's right.
I mean, that dick must have been magical.
I found this song because there was some show on VH1 or something talking about Rihanna and Chris Brown.
Wow. Well, a lot of women that are abused go back to their abuser because they just don't know any better and because they don't know that they can be treated better. I mean, it's a common fucking fact.
Right.
Wow. Women do that. They go back because it's all they know.
Right.
She could have been abused by her father.
And so I was watching the show. They were talking about Rihanna and Chris Brown, and someone mentioned this song. That's the only reason I know about this song.
Oh.
And this song is by The Crystals. It's called He Hit Me, and It Felt Like a Kiss.
Man.
Another thing that is a little shocking. This was written by...
Loretta Swift.
Carole King.
Holy shit.
Written by Carole King.
All right. Cue that fucking shit up. Motherfucker. I love it so far.
He hit me, and it felt like a kiss.
What the fuck? This is from what year? Like 57?
Yes, 50s.
But it did hurt me. He couldn't stand to hear me.
You know what? When you get hit enough, it doesn't hurt no more.
Someone knew. And when I told him I had been untrue.
Exactly what I feel in this song. It's like she didn't feel it anymore. You know, she's so used to being beaten.
He didn't care for me. I could never have made him mad.
Yeah, that's because you don't. They don't feel that they love you unless they get abused. I mean, it's a whole secular, stupid thing that goes on with someone's head. I mean, you're fucked up and you think that that's natural and you just let it happen and it's just part of your life. It's not right, but now, people grow up like that.
Another fucked up artist is Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Amy Winehouse.
I loved her.
Amy Winehouse claims this is her favorite song of all time.
Good Lord.
Well, she had a really sick relationship with her husband. And you can tell, I mean, obviously she's dead now, but you listen to some of her songs, and a lot of her songs are really fucked up relationships about, you know, cheating on the one she's with, and he's seeing, you know, him seeing the rug burns and this and that, and her stomach churning. You know, I mean, it's just a whole big... She lived a tormented life, and she did not pick good men.
Right.
Man.
And it fucked her up.
And her music is very, very R&B based, right?
I mean... Yeah, and it's dark.
It's
very dark.
That's a very, very dark song from the 50s, right?
Wow.
Hole did this song. Remember Hole?
Courtney Love.
Oh, God. Tammy and the Hot Tub loves fucking Hole. I mean... Courtney Love.
Well, back in the MTV Unplugged days, Hole came on and did a set. Right?
Really?
Yeah.
And one of the songs they did was this song. And Hole basically came out and said, look, this is one of the most fucked up songs I've ever heard.
Wow.
And
coming from Courtney Love?
From Courtney Love.
And she's fucked up. Listen, motherfucker. Yeah. She can't even have her own kid. She can't have custody of her own child, so that's... effed up.
And right before she sang it, she goes, and this is written by Carole King. Makes you think, doesn't it? And then she started playing the song. So
holy shit, man.
It's an effed up song.
So
that was, you know, it came out on the radio at first, and then they started banning it.
Man.
Right?
Can you blame them?
No. It's a fucked up song. I wouldn't want to encourage my children to listen to something like that, right?
So our rule of thumb is it's got to have a swear word in it, right? Or it's got to be something that would be considered morally offensive by at least 51% of the people we know.
Does this qualify? Am I on probation or does it qualify?
No, it qualifies. In my book, it qualifies.
I think given the topic, yeah. I think if I heard my kids singing it and they didn't know what it was about, I wouldn't be that upset. But our kids are old enough now that they would know what it's about and I would find it concerning.
Yes.
So I'm okay saying that I think 51% of the people we know over the age 18 would say, no, that's not cool shit.
All right. Well, I did it. I played a song without profanity, and I got it on Music to Swear By. Yeah.
And you know what makes it really relevant, though, now is the Chris Brown and the Rihanna saga. I mean, you know, it's been going on for forever.
Right.
I mean, that was highly publicized, and this just brings it all back into the light. And, you know, apparently someone got a hold of her, and now they're not together.
It doesn't say a lot to young girls who are looking up to Rihanna.
Man, you know, it's got me thinking, you know, that it kind of, I think it works the opposite also. You know, I had a thing going on with Brett for a while, and, you know, I had to call it off because he was kissing me a lot, and every time he'd kiss me, it felt like a hit, and like he was punching me. It fucking killed. And I had to tell him, I just had to call it off because I had bruises and it's fucking killing me. Every time he'd do it, he'd sneak a kiss here and there
is
on me.
Is that why he had all that mouthwash in his car?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean, the one time I got in this car, there was fucking mouthwash everywhere, and I thought, who the fuck needs all that mouthwash?
So you went all the way home, and you fucking took a hairdryer
to the fucking tapper, and I got a pitcher of beer, and I'm back, bitches. And you know what? I'm not running for you boys no more. Somebody serve me. God damn it. And I don't mean service. I mean serve.
I don't mean service. You get that in your life, you need to serve, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Serve me.
All right, so what's going on here?
It's either your turn or my turn, and nobody wants to hear Pink but me.
I blew my wad. It's now your turn.
No, we don't. Well, if I'm going out with a mellow song.
Rhonda, do you have a song for the podcast tonight?
Yeah, baby.
Can I guess?
Yes, go ahead.
Can I guess? Green!
Who sang, I'm all out of Air Supply.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without.
Beer out of me.
What was that? What was that song? Pilot of the airwaves, here is my request.
Is that Air Supply?
You don't have to play it. I don't think it was. Who was that? You know that song?
ELO?
Pilot of the airwaves, here is my request.
Boston?
You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best.
I've been listening to your show on the radio. And you seem like a friend to me.
Any record of your choice, I don't mind. Sorry, I cock blocked you. Didn't mean to.
I cock blocked you.
Okay. This song is called Here Comes the Weekend. I thought it apropos since it is a Saturday night.
It's also quite appropriate.
Exactly.
This is by Green?
It's by
Yellow.
Fuchsia.
Fuchsia.
Motherfucker!
Fuchsia!
I love Fuchsia! She's got a kick-ass
All
body.
Right, somebody cue this shit up.
She should be a lesbian. That's all I know. Cue my fucking Pink song up.
You got it.
Gotta get into it to hear.
I'm listening. I turned my head.
I picked this for you guys. Cause wait, you'll get it. But you gotta suffer through most of the song. Leather tight. Hello. High heels and cherry wine. Now is it any time? We're ticking like a bomb about to go. Ah, here comes the weekend. Yeah, here it comes. Like a siren. Ah, we don't look for trouble. Just enough to see it double.
Starting to doubt your selection here, Rhonda.
It's
why?
It's fine, but it's trite. It's redundant. It's boring. It's got a nice, it's got a nice little vibe to it.
It's not done yet, motherfuckers. Summer pink champagne. I know you yet.
Just got fresh a little better.
Fuck what they say. That means you boys.
We got a profanity.
Going on and on and on and on, but then it's gonna grab you with this other part, which is, if you ask me, as much as I love her, she waited too long to put in this next part. But here you go.
Okay.
Glass in my glass, only bottles I pop for bottles of pop. So when I pop up in the spot, I'm probably not gonna be wanting to pop bubbly or Ciroc. I'm not puffy, but I'ma run the city tonight. When I hit it, I might act like a freaking idiot. Diddy mixed with a.
I think you guys like rap. Who the fuck is this?
I have no idea.
It's Eminem.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
A commercial. A mixture of Stifler and Urkel hanging from the light fixture. I hope the pricks are insured.
But I know what you mean about waiting too long.
Yeah, I think she waited too long to put this in. If you're gonna put it in like a minute.
The sound of sirens going. Cause.
It wasn't my favorite song, but I thought you guys would like the rap shit.
I think I'll still take Bachman Turner Overdrive. Working for the weekend anytime over this.
I can't find it, but Rihanna sings a song where she goes, and it's like a siren. Same lyric as Pink.
Really?
Yes, like a siren, Rihanna, and it's like a famous Rihanna song.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Okay, so what were you talking? We were talking about
cock size, or we could just talk about how Pink's song sucked.
Oh, it was horrible. I'm sorry. I thought you liked it.
Do you really? Is that one of your favorite Pink songs?
No, not at all. It's like my least favorite. But I thought
okay,
it was apropos because here comes the weekend. We love the weekend,
right? It wasn't your favorite Pink song in the world, but you played it because it had a fucking swear word in it. That's fucking amazing.
I did.
I love it.
Hey,
I love
listen,
it, right?
Motherfucker. I played it because I thought my boys, my homies, would like the rap shit. But
we appreciate the rap. And we apologize. We have been playing nothing but rap since you've been on the show. That is very far from what we normally do. We don't play. We play rap maybe 10% of the time. Normally we play rock. Paul, do you have a fucking rock song we can play?
How about just a little bit of Divine Fits? Just that. Would that not be nice?
I think this is my favorite song of the 2012.
So, there's a band, a great American rock and roll band called Spoon, and there's another great American rock and roll band called Wolf Parade. And this is a super group. Basically, it's this guy, Britt Daniel, from Smooth. He's the guy singing. If you're into rock and roll and Spin Magazine and shit like that, this is a big dude. This is a really big motherfucker of the past 10 years in American rock and roll.
Another unfortunate aspect of the song.
What's that?
There's no swear words.
Right. So
we gotta fade it out.
Alright. So I spelled our point, but we have to fade it out.
They need to swear.
They do.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, brothers. They got to be swearing.
Dave, we went over a minute there. So technically we both put ourselves on probation. But no worries, because we will bring profanity.
I think it's worth it to play a minute of... what's the name of the band?
Divine Fits.
And who plays in Divine Fits?
Britt Daniel, the lead singer of Spoon.
Yes.
And some dudes from Wolf Parade that I don't know the names of.
All right, Paul, take us out of this fucking bitch.
Right.
You got something to go out on?
I got something to go out just because I'm in a mellow fucking mood, chowing on fucking sweet and sour popcorn.
Yeah, baby.
Hells yeah.
Let's go out on some Black Moth Super Rainbow.
What
the fuck is that fucking shit, neighbor Paul? Well, Black, I'll tell ya.
Black Moth?
Black Moth Super Rainbow. Hey, how about we listen to Dreamsicle Bomb?
Well, they have a rainbow in there. I might like them. Being the lesbians.
You want to hear some fucking relaxing shit from 2012 that you wouldn't think has swearing in it, but oh yeah, it's got some profanity, bitches. How about you cue that fucking shit up, because I just hit play.
Well, cue that fucking shit up.
Good idea. Almost New Year's. We wish you a happy 2013. Hopefully we'll bring you several shows. It's been a pleasure having you listen to our bullshit. Thanks
for listening. It's almost New Year's.
Uh-huh.
It's almost my birthday, motherfucker.
Fucking A.
Happy birthday, Rondo.
49.
Happy to have found. Happy to have found Pink's number 47 ranked. 47th ranked.
I fucked up on that song. I could have picked a better one.
Soon to be 46. You're always moving up in my book.
Thanks, baby. I love him.
You don't move up in my book, but you make me move. So it's a pleasure hanging out with y'all. We don't know what the fuck we're doing, and we'll continue to not know what the fuck we're doing in 2013. Please keep listening. If you got any fucking shit to say to us, please email Tony at musictoswearby@gmail.com. We check once in a while, at least every 26 days, and occasionally we get some shit from Afghanistan or China, and we ignore it. So keep doing it, and we'll keep ignoring you. So fuck yourself, have a wonderful 2013, and once again, fuck you.
Huh. Your Uncle Dave. Uncle David. Really, to my children. Gage, I'm putting him to bed. Is Uncle Paul coming over? Is Uncle Dave? David coming over? I go, they're coming over. And, whoa, why are they coming over?
What?
I said, well, we're going to talk and, you know, just have a good time. And he didn't get that. And so he stayed up until both you motherfuckers arrived.
Well, you know what you should do is put on a... You should... Put his earphones on and put Music to Swear By on. Let him go to sleep. Music to Swear By. Anything to get a toddler to sleep. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh my God.
You think it'll work?
Hell yeah. Well, you'll hear his mom going, hey, motherfucker!
Yeah, and you know what? I've already experienced that. Both of my twins have said at school, fuck shit, fuck shit, fuck shit, fuck shit. And they could only get either of those words from me.